This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Ultieri. Vatican Radio was host on Monday to an advocate for refugees from the NGO Gandhi, Dr. Alganesh Fissah, who told of hundreds of refugees from Eritrea, mostly captured by Sudanese security forces and sold to Bedouin tribesmen in the Sinai Peninsula, who hold the refugees for ransom and subject them to gruesome treatment.
The refugees in Ethiopia, they are mostly Eritrean, and there are also Sudanese and Somalian, but I'm concentrate only in Eritrean situation. The refugee, they are the one who escaped from Eritrea because the situation in Eritrea is not good, because they cannot find a job, they cannot study, there is not an easy life. And also because there is a permanent military service from the age 16 to the age 51. So the people, they escape because they see that they have no future. And they escape to Sudan, and they come to Sudan. When they arrive in Sudan, they are caught by the security of Sudan, and they are put in the refugee camp. But what is happening lately is that the police, the security of Sudan, they sell the Eritrean who came from Eritrea to the Bedouin Rashida. And this Rashida, they sell the people to the Bedouin of Egypt to cross all the Sinai border.
Now, when they're then in the Sinai, sold effectively into slavery?
No, they are they only just ask the ransom, which is $45,000 or $55,000, to the family which are abroad, saying, if you don't pay the ransom, we will kill the child, or we will kill the girls, the boys, or whatever. And then they torture them with the iron bar burn, and they are chained, and the girls, they are raped 3 times a day. And many of them, they are also, so they came out from the prison there, which are pregnant already.
A natural question perhaps at that point becomes, the Sinai is Egyptian territory officially.
Exactly.
The Egyptian authorities can't do anything themselves?
No, until now we never saw any Egyptian soldiers or any intervention of the military, because the territory is ruled by the Bedouin, and which are 5-6 family, which is divided in clan, which they lead this country, the North Sinai, as a peninsula and as a private country, let's say, because there is not the possibility for the military to go in. And we never saw. Sometimes we ask for help, and the soldiers and the police, they cannot enter in this territory.
How diffuse a practice is this among the Bedouin population then? Is it something that all the clans are involved in?
No, they are not all involved. It's only the minority who are involved in that, because the majority, they fight against that from at least 2 years. They are doing their level best that this thing has to stop. And as we see also, it's decreasing a little bit.
Can you give us some numbers right now? How many people are being held?
Well, we are estimating that 250, they are in the hand of the Bedouin, and 500 to 600, they are in the hand of the Egyptian government prison.
That's an interesting point, that last one. Can you clarify? Because people being held in the Egyptian government prisons are not being subject, I would think, to the same sort of torture and ransom. Have I got that correct?
Yes, exactly. We have two situations. One is in the hand of the Bedouin. And while they are going or crossing the border, they are arrested by the Egyptian police. So, or either when they are crossing some roads. So the Egyptian police, they put them in the prison as an illegal immigrant. Then they stay there for 6 months, 2 months, 3 months, until we come, and then we rescue them. We rescue them paying the ticket, with Ethiopian Airlines, which is $300 for person, and we send them to Ethiopia, that the government of Ethiopia, which is the only one in all Africa and Europe that he accept for humanitarian reason the Ethiopian as a the Eritrean as a Ethiopian until they cross the border of Ethiopia, and then it accept them as a refugee and then send them to the refugee camp.
What about people moving north and across across the water, across the Mediterranean? Is this the same sort of demographic group of refugees?
No. They are the same group. Let's say they are Eritrean. We have many Eritrean who are in Libya. Most we have 1,600-1,700 which are still in the prison or hiding themselves somewhere in Libya or Misrata or Tripolis, and they wait the right time to cross and take the boat and come to Europe. This is a different way. The other way is that they come from through Sudan, and through Sudan they go to Sinai to go to Israel. That was the situation before.
The NGO Gandhi is a non-governmental organization established in 2003 in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. It was founded by a group of private African citizens with the express purpose of raising public awareness about the problem of the total abandonment of children and adolescents and the plight of women. I'm Chris Ultieri. This is Vatican Radio.